two distinct stories that need to be told tonight. The first, Bemidji State found a way to the finish line. The clock hitting zero last night, they found a way to get there with a lead and a win. They're also getting to the finish line of the marathon. The long race from October until now, a 34-game grind, comes to a close tonight. The starting line for the next race, the sprint to the playoffs, well, that can be found right after the finish line of that marathon. Bemidji State found a way to get to that finish line by playing with a lead. This is a team that is much better when they play with a lead. Just so happened they got that lead with a shorthanded goal from their captain. It just so happened to be his first of the year.
Shorthanded, had a two-on-one. It's picked up by Jake McLean. McLean shovels it ahead, a shot and a goal! Kirkland Irie on senior weekend gets his first goal of the season. It's a shorty and the Beavers lead it 1-0. What a pass by Jake McLean!
Great pass. It was bad defense, though. Two-on-one from almost the blue line in. McLean got challenged for the puck, got it around the defenseman, and then instead of taking any time, Kirkland Irie just immediately redirected it past the goalie.
Dreams just keep dripping out of their golden cups. I'm starting, I'm starving, leftovers ain't enough. Hate about the Royals, they do nothing for ya. All you got is you right now. Who's gonna falter, who is gonna conquer? Better never count me out.
Oliver Peer would add another goal, the game winner. Bemidji State would tack on an insurance goal. Riley Funk, the senior transfer, a great play, a great shot, a great finish.
Deflected, Riley Funk in a foot race, chops the puck free, comes in, she scores! What a play by Riley Funk! Deflected to him, that long reach gets to the puck, flips him around to the defenseman, gets him into the clear, and he puts it into the back of the net.
Yeah, perfect play. He breaks up the play at center ice, follows it with, and that's going to be completely unassisted. He deflects it to himself to get wide open down the slot and then buries the shot.
Gonna make it to the finish line every day, every day. Gonna make it to the finish line.
Bemidji State got to the end of the finish line of last night's game with a lead. That gives them a win. That gives them 3 points. 3 points, their head coach knows they deserve.
We earned that win. That's, I guess, the best way to put it. We earned that win. We killed off that penalty with 8 minutes to go. I don't know how much 6-on-5 there was, but I thought we were really connected. We were square to the puck. There was a few dicey moments, but, you know, it was nice playing that 6-on-5 with a 2-goal lead versus a 1-goal lead, too.
Yes, world's gonna say it. Heroes never die. Gonna make it to the finish line.
I mentioned, though, that there are two stories that need to be told tonight. The second story, that of the senior class. 8 individuals coming from all different walks of life, all different skill sets. Some of these seniors have been here for just a year, maybe 2, some all 4. A group with different aspirations once their college hockey careers come to an end, but it's 8 individuals who truly care for each other, love each other, and want to win together.
Like an outlaw, I just walk a path of my own. Never ask nothing from nobody, like leave me alone. I just wake up from work and I just tend to my home. So if you're messing with my family, you gon' ring me along.
This is my home, this my people, this my country, and I ain't gon' leave them.
Beaver captain Kirkland Irie.
I think just looking at the past captains that have been here, I've been able to look up to those guys, and now to have this group here this year with the captains that we have, it's been an incredible honor, and I'm grateful to be a captain, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Beaver senior Connor McLennan.
Yeah, it's been crazy to even be here. Privileged to get the opportunity to play, and hopefully we got a couple more weeks in us.
Beaver senior Mitch Wohl.
I think just the overall culture of this program and the history it has, it really impressed me, and it continues to show itself, and it's just amazing.
It's my people, it's my country, and I ain't gonna leave them. Take my hand up a cold desert eagle before you ever see me on the side of the evil. This is my home.
The Beavers' AJ McCauley.
Every single year as a non-senior, you watch the other seniors, you know, have their night, and you think, oh, it's not going to come too quick, but, you know, it seems like just yesterday I was a freshman, and it'll be a special day for all of us.
Beaver senior Riley Funk.
You know what, it's a culmination of everybody pouring it in for 4 years of everything they've got, and I think you look up in the stands and each of us seniors have 10, 15, 20 people here. And it's not only us, it's the people that have sacrificed everything, our parents, our friends, our billets that are like, everybody that has done things for us over our 4 years and 8 years of junior hockey total. It means so much to, I know, me and every one of us seniors to have that. And it just look at our group, like we all love each other. We live together, our senior group, and it's been such a fun ride. And I've only got to experience it for 2 years, but it's been a great 2 years.
These eight seniors came to Bemidji State either as freshmen, sophomores, maybe juniors. Heck, one of them came for only a senior year. They quickly made Bemidji State their home, made Bemidji their home. And every one of you that cheers on this team, you become their people, their family, their Beaver hockey family. The final leg of this marathon, the final chapter of this story. Senior night and the regular season finale. Corner Bar pregame show next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.